Every year, when Ramadan comes around, we all try to become the best people that we can be. And we try and do things that we probably normally wouldn't do often or at all. Like, for example, reading the Quran, praying all five prayers, staying away from a certain sin, or waking up for the Tahajjud. And this is all amazing. But the unfortunate reality is, most of us don't stick to these goals because we just don't have the systems in place to achieve them. And this is what I'm going to be talking about today. Inshallah, by the end of the episode, you'll be inspired to create the same ambitious goals, but you'll know exactly what you need to do to achieve them. So let's start by asking ourselves the million-dollar question. Why is it so difficult to achieve the goals that we set ourselves? Well, we'll take New Year's resolutions as an example. The main goal that I think people want to achieve is getting healthy, right? So many people's goals include going to the gym. But then why is it that 90% of people quit after just a few weeks? It's like the gyms will be packed on 1st of January, and then a month or two later, it'll just be the same empty again. Well, it's because they've got no system in place that's going to lead them towards that goal. Instead, all they've got is a target they want to reach, so getting healthy, but they have zero instructions on how to actually get there. So, I mean, you can't really blame people for not sticking with the gym, right? If they don't see results immediately, they're going to start thinking, oh, okay, this isn't working. I'm just going to stop trying, stop doing it until next year. And I think one thing that people don't really understand is that, to reach your goal, you need to build up that habit first. So whether it's going to the gym or, reading the Quran, you need to get into the habit of actually doing that action in order to reach that greater goal, which, for getting healthy is obviously going to the gym consistently. And if the habit is reading Quran, it's, getting closer to Allah, right? So we'll get straight into it with my top five tips on how to create goals that you will actually stick to. So tip one is more about the process of creating your goals. So the first thing I want to say is you want to make it as easy as possible to reach your goals, right? So if you're not sure where to start, here are the main things that I would do. Firstly, I'd write a list of all the goals that I want to achieve in Ramadan. Now, this can be as short or as long as you want, that doesn't really matter, but this is the important part. I would then go through them and I'll narrow it down to the three main goals that I would definitely want to have achieved by the end of Ramadan. Now, you might be thinking, well, why three, right? Surely I should try and make the most of, this holy month of Ramadan and try to do absolutely everything and anything that I can do to get like loads of good habits and loads of good deeds. Well, I mean, you're right in your thinking, but the reason why I'm saying three is because if you add more, you'll get overwhelmed and it will be so much less likely that you'll stick to any of your habits or reach any of your goals. I mean, it's just so difficult trying to implement loads of different habits at the same time, let alone just doing one. So focusing on these three key goals will really help you to stay on track and stay motivated because there's a lot less pressure and it pushes you closer to actually achieving your goals. Okay, so we'll dive straight into tip number two, which is to give yourself a head start. So from the day of recording this episode, there's about 40 days until Ramadan. Now, if you start the process of trying to implement those three habits now, this is going to do two things. Number one, it's going to get you into the right mindset without overwhelming yourself with other obligations that Ramadan brings. You've got the actual act of fasting, you've got, preparing iftar if that's something you do, or, generally your schedule just changes during Ramadan. So if you start now, before any of that begins, you're giving yourself a huge head start. And number two is that it's going to make you a lot more confident in actually reaching your goal because you know that you're being proactive and you've given yourself that chance to get ahead of the curve before Ramadan's even begun. And I think this is so important because for a lot of us, when we get halfway through Ramadan, maybe we feel really guilty that we haven't made the most of it as we would have wanted to. And I know I've felt that as well. So, if you want to really maximize your chances at achieving your three goals, then just start now. And you know what? It doesn't even matter if you're listening to this a few days before Ramadan, or even during Ramadan, for that matter. the most important and, you know, albeit hardest thing is just getting started. So if you can do that, then you're already on your way to success. Okay, so moving on to tip number 3, make your system as easy as possible. The less friction that there is between you and taking off your habit every day, the more likely you are to actually stick to it and achieve that goal. And we'll take waking up for Tajud as an example. If you go to sleep every day at 2 a.m, I mean, how do you expect yourself to wake up, you know, 1 or 2 hours later, ready and actually prepared to pray Tajud? I mean, of course, like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't try. It's all well and good sort of aiming for that goal, but you need to actually make it easier for yourself. And in this example, it means fixing your sleep schedule, because that is the that's the main sort of friction that's stopping you from actually creating that habit and reaching that goal. So, you know, if this was me, to make my system easier, I would start to sleep 10 to 15 minutes earlier each day until I'm getting a good amount of sleep in before waking up in time for Tajud. Now, the reason why I'm saying 10 to 15 minutes earlier each day instead of, you know, sleeping 5 to 6 hours earlier, you know, the next day, is because you really shouldn't try to change your entire schedule all at once. And this is really, really important to note for this tip. It's only going to make it like a lot more difficult if you, you know, try and change things immediately. All it's going to do is make you fall back into your old routine, and you'll just be making things hard for yourself. So yeah, take it slowly, make those gradual changes. And this goes for anything that's creating friction between you and your goals. So just to sum up tip number 3, identify what's causing the friction between you and being able to implement your new habit. And then slowly, keyword slowly, begin to change that action or schedule until it really facilitates your habit better. And then you just want to try and be consistent in ticking that off every day. But I do have just a sort of side note. If it's still proving to be like difficult to stick to your habit, then it's probably likely that there's something else that's causing that friction. So all you need to do is, you know, try and identify it and just do the same. So we'll take the Tajud example again. It could even be something as small as like the chore of getting your prayer mat out and your clothes out each morning. You know, it could just put you off of, you know, waking up at all. You might be thinking ahead, thinking, oh, you know, I need to do this, I need to do that. So to get rid of that friction, you could just get your prayer mat out and ready for you before you go to sleep, so that all you need to do is wake up and do the key actions which you actually need to achieve your goal, which are ablution and then praying Tajud itself. Moving on to tip number 4 is, I think, you know, really, really, really important. I think you all need to keep this in mind whenever you're making and trying to achieve your goals. And it's to forgive yourself if you miss a day or two, or even more for that matter. Even though it may seem like it, no one finds it easy to implement new habits. You know, no one does. I think that's a fact. So, you know, don't put yourself down if you fall off track and miss a few days. It's completely normal, right? You know, that's expected to happen. You're not meant to be perfect from the get-go. That's the whole point of trying and, you know, trial and error. Like I was speaking about before, there might be reasons that you don't even notice, like reasons causing you to sort of go back into your old routines. But it's just because you haven't identified that friction, right? And you haven't sort of thought about, you know, what's making this hard for me and how can I make it easier for myself. So for this tip, I would just say, really just try again. And I know it sounds simple, but simply the act of, you know, getting back up, right, you're building resilience. And this is such a key characteristic to have, right? Although it seems counterintuitive, the more times you've got to come back to try again after missing a day or a few days, the easier it's going to be for you to stick to it next time around. But, you know, like I was saying before, I understand completely that this is one of the hardest parts. You know, I find it difficult as well, and it's so easy to give up and think that reaching that goal is impossible. But just try and stay disciplined and keep reminding yourself that the goal is in sight. You know, so long as you keep at it and just try again. Moving on to the last tip, which is tip number 5, make dua. Now, this is by far the most important tip, and it's so, so crucial in helping you to reach your end goal. Now, with this tip, I think I'll set out sort of a few main things that you can do. But obviously, you know, making dua is such a beautiful, intimate thing. You know, you're having a conversation with Allah, and, you know, however it suits you, just, you know, open up to him, right? You know, if this was me, if I was starting right now, I would ask myself, you know, why am I trying to achieve these goals? And I would ask that before, and then I'd make dua, I'd speak to Allah, and I'd tell him that, you know, this is my intention. And I'd ask for his help and guidance to help me succeed. And I want you guys to treat it like a conversation. You know, tell Allah about the plan, the system that you've got in place, what you'll actively be doing to make it easier to stick to. But, you know, on the other hand, also tell him about your worries and fears. You know, whether that's worrying that you don't have enough inner strength to stick to one of your goals, if you fear that you're not good enough to even try. Because the simple act of making dua and having this conversation with Allah reminds you of why you're trying to achieve these goals in the first place. And it's honestly so, so motivating to start your journey having, you know, confided in Allah about your plans. Because it puts your heart at ease knowing that you're taking a step closer to Allah, a huge step. And just a side note for this tip, don't just make dua at the beginning. Continue to make dua throughout your journey, you know, after both the highs and the lows. Because whether you're, you know, doing really well and gaining momentum, or you're sort of struggling and you've hit a standstill, make dua and just keep going. Like, no matter whether you're doing well or not doing as well as you thought you were, because you'll definitely get there in the end, inshallah. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Sisters Pod. I hope you gained some benefit from this, and if you're going to try implementing your top 3 Ramadan goals, drop me a message on Instagram at thesisters.pod and let me know how it goes. Follow for more and stay tuned for next week's episode. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.